I'm Lori Mack for WNPR News. Today's presidential inaugural parade will include more than 8,000 participants, one of them Master Chief Musician Jonathan Towne. He's a member of the new London-based U.S. Coast Guard Band. This will be the eighth inauguration he's performed in, and also his last. Towne has been playing clarinet with the band for over 28 years. He'd been a member for only 5 months when he took part in the inaugural parade for President George H.W. Bush.
I was amazingly excited about it and, you know, marching in front of the president. You know, when you go before the reviewing stand, right behind the White House, very bright television lights as you're coming up, it's just like, wow, here we go. And then, you know, it's over pretty quickly, but it's really great to do it.
By President Clinton's second inauguration, Towne was drum major. And today will be the sixth time he leads the Coast Guard band in the parade. He's retiring, so the Trump inauguration will be his final march down Pennsylvania Avenue in the ceremonial bearskin hat worn by all drum majors in premier military bands. He'll be hard to miss.
I'm pretty tall. I'm 6'2", and then you get this hat that goes up another, 10 or 12 inches, and it's... I did have to get used to it because when I use the mace, that long stick pole that I hold to give the signals, you got to be careful not to hit it. Although it's on pretty firm. I never knocked it off my head.
The Coast Guard Band will be the smallest military band in the inauguration. They'll march 45 members and play only one piece of music. Semper Paratus, the official marching song of the Coast Guard, and probably the least known of the five official marches, says Towne.
Maybe just because our numbers are so small. You know, the other four, I think, are pretty well known. I knew them before I got in the Coast Guard, but I didn't know the Coast Guards.
As Towne reflects on past inaugural parades, he characterizes them by weather conditions. His first, he remembers, was the windiest.
We turned the corner to come up Pennsylvania Avenue, and I believe we were just going directly into the wind. And all these military covers had blown off of people's heads and were blowing down the street. So I was like, wow, you know, there goes another one.
Towne remembers President Obama's two inaugurations as the coldest and then the warmest. He says he's been watching the forecast for this one since last week. I asked if any of the band members ever talked politics, but Towne's not going there.
It's always an honor to play, whether you agree or not with who the president is. You're playing for the office of the presidency, and that's always just a great honor. And, you know, it's just such a huge part of our democracy to have a freely elected president, and not every country has that.
The U.S. Coast Guard's Master Chief Musician Jonathan Towne will retire in 2018. Lori Mack, WNPR News.